And now we're going to get an update on the Pirates of Somalia, in particular, what they're doing with all that ransom money. President Obama signed an executive order last month directing the U.S. Treasury to freeze the assets of individuals with suspected links to piracy off Somalia's coast. The pirates, meanwhile, seem to be doing better than ever. They raked in an estimated $90 million last year, and yesterday they seized a tanker off the coast of East Africa. Nick Wadhams follows the money trail across the border into Kenya.
She got a gun but could have been a model or a physician. So what you know about the pirates terrorize the ocean?
Piracy in Somalia has become such a problem and such a part of the popular culture that Somali rapper Kanan riffs about it in Somalia, a song about how low his country has fallen. In neighboring Kenya, songs like this drift through the market stalls in Nairobi's Eastleigh neighborhood, where many Somali immigrants live. Ordinary Somalis without jobs see the pirate trade as a way to put food on the table. And piracy shows no sign of slowing down if you judge by Nairobi. And that leads to another common sound in the neighborhood. New buildings are going up in Eastleigh. A broker who identifies himself as Willie gives me a tour of the buildings that he says are being built with piracy money. He got his start forging documents for illegal Somali immigrants years ago. Now he says he helps pirates buy property.
I have friends, most of the agents whom I operate with, they tell me this is piracy money, Willie. Take the advantage of the situation when this money is here. You can always make some profits out of it.
Kenya is seen as a good place for the pirates because it is a relatively stable country. Yet at the same time, its legal system is lax and corruption is high. That means that it's easy to bring illicit money in and out of the country without much notice. Behind two sets of massive steel doors is a room tucked in the back of an inconspicuous shopping center in Eastleigh. This is a business that runs the informal money transfer system known as Hawala. The Hawala operators pay no taxes and don't need to provide records of their transactions. This, experts say, is how pirates launder their ransom money out of Somalia. The owners are secretive and don't want to talk. They won't even let a foreigner use the service.
Yes, can I help you?
Hi.
Yes.
Can I send some money?
No, you just go to the bureau.
Piracy has become a sophisticated business. Pirates say the operations are now run by a small group of warlords and financiers based around the world. The men who do the dirty work only get a tiny piece of those multi-million dollar ransoms. It's noontime prayer at Eastleigh's Al-Hadiyah Mosque, said to be the home base for Somali extremists in Nairobi. New evidence has emerged that the piracy trade has become so profitable and so refined that extremists such as the Al-Shabaab militia are getting in on the action. One pirate, who says he is a member of the Shabaab militia, says the tales of big ransoms were alluring for extremists, just like anyone else.
They believe that there is no government in Somalia, so they use piracy money to buy the firearms. They buy property so that even if things go bad in Somalia, they have property where they can get the money from.
I meet a former pirate named Ahmad in the parking lot of a Nairobi mall. He tells me that with the rise of the piracy warlords, the trade no longer holds much appeal for the little guy.
There are some people who benefit, and those are the big fish, the guys who lead us, the people who invest in the equipment, the boat, those things. We small-timers are used as foot soldiers. We remain in hardship. Whether we die or not, they don't care.
Ahmad and the other pirates now come to Nairobi not looking for riches, but for asylum. The piracy trade has become too efficient and too cutthroat, even for them. For NPR News, this is Nick Wadhams in Nairobi.
This is NPR News.